It really is all about the U and the Miami Hurricanes. Are they back? For now, they are. That's just all we're going to say. One game at a time. Go in, arch rival, Florida Gators, hostile environment. Although there were some U fans repping. I saw them on TV.
Fam, it was no hostile environment, man. There was no hostile environment.
Cam Ward had some nice words for the fans. He goes, hey, you might want to cheer before we break the huddle, because once we break the huddle, communication's already done.
Fam, it was nasty work, by the way.
Did you hear what Cam Ward also said? He goes, this ain't the loudest place I ever played. He goes, USC wasn't packed, and it was louder there.
Whoa, wait a minute, time out.
He said, Oregon, louder than Ben Hill Griffith Stadium. He goes, people
Oregon,
sleeping on
right?
the Pac-12.
Oh, yeah, no. He's been into some big. Listen, USC plays at the Coliseum.
So yeah, but it's a lot of empty seats.
Well, it's also
110,000, yeah. But I mean.
So if there's 50,000, put it this way. If there's 30,000 empty seats, that means there's 80,000 people there. That's a lot of people.
The stadium in Las Vegas.
Allegiant Stadium.
Allegiant Stadium probably holds about, what, 75,000?
Probably 65 to 75,000.
LSU allotment for tickets tonight's probably, let's just say.
25?
Let's just say 35,000, half of it.
So say both teams get the same amount. So USC gets 35 and what?
And LSU gets 35. Let's just call it that. There may have sold 35,000 tickets to LSU fans, but the amount of LSU fans that traveled, easily 70,000. Okay. Easily.
So Allegiant Stadium, which was
we're breaking this down too much.
2020, open to 2020. NFL capacity, 65,000, but it's expandable to 71,835.
And they're going to need all that tonight because.
So say there's 65, so 30,000 to LSU, 30,000 to USC, and then the other 5,000 to.
Easily.
To corporations?
Easily 70,000. LSU fans.
I think there's
going to
be 80,000. Right oh.
Because they'll travel and not go to the game. They'll just go live the dream.
They might just want to tailgate at the stadium.
They just want to party, man.
And if you're lucky enough to get a room in one of the casinos that is walking distance to the stadium, that's perfect.
The dream.
But
let's talk about the U, baby.
The U went to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium and
took care of business. Cam Ward looks like better than advertised. And I had high expectations. Let's go through some of the notes and facts that we're getting. Jordan McPherson, 5 telling stats for the Miami Hurricanes season opening win over the Florida Gators. 385. You know what that is.
That's how many yards Cam Ward threw.
26 for 35.
That is completion. Oh, wow. 26 for 35. What's that, like almost a 65% completion percentage or something
like
that?
Yeah, buddy. Oh, and you want a little more encouragement? This is the 12th time that Warren has thrown for over 300 yards in his FBS subdivision level. Doing so 11 times, 2 seasons, Washington State. So this isn't just an anomaly. This is something Cam Ward does. I love the way he throws the different angles and all the other stuff, man. It's just great.
Wow.
According to the Associated Press, Tim Reynolds, Ward is the first Hurricanes quarterback to throw for at least 300 yards in his first start at Miami since at least 1979.
Wow.
Another telling stat, 10. The number 10, Ward completed at least one pass to 10 different players on Saturday. And man, let me tell you, that Xavier Restrepo.
He's good.
We already knew he was going to be good, but you could just see how comfortable Cam Ward was with him, just trusting him. Whenever there was a doubt, you go to Xavier Restrepo, and there is no doubt that he's going to catch it.
But not only that, but he was spreading the ball around too.
10 different guys.
So. But you know you got a guy. But he keeps everybody. He's a good point. He's a point guard that keeps all his guys happy because he gets them the ball. But he's the man. Like, there's a presence when he's under center. And it's been a minute since the U's had a quarterback who has a presence when he's under center. When he's under center, you know he is the effing man. Like, that's that guy right there. That's that guy right there. So you listen to him. Yeah, man. They look pretty dope.
He looks like a leader, too. Yeah, you're right.
They look damn impressive yesterday.
They were quick in and out of the huddle. They were decisive. They look like they just had it together. 8 is another telling number. Even despite playing without star defensive end Reuben Bain Jr., he said soft tissue issue. I didn't like that. The defense managed.
That's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah, the Hurricanes' defense managed to record 8 tackles for loss on Saturday. 8 tackles for loss. 7 of those players involved in those 8 tackles for loss, Tyler Barron, Francisco Malanoa, Elijah Alston, Jaden Harris, Wesley Bissaint, C.J. Clark, and Ahmed Mountain. Man, Reuben Bain Jr., this is the good thing. He's got the soft tissue issue. He didn't really play much in this game. You have two winnable games over the next 2 weeks. Do you maybe put him, I know we're using this term a little, do we put him on ice for a little bit and let him kind of just rest? You obviously, when you say you didn't need him.
I don't think you need him this upcoming Saturday against FAMU, and I'm not too sure you really need him the following Saturday against Ball State.
No, South Florida, let's get him back in the mix.
South Florida, let's get him back to the mix, and then you got Virginia Tech following that, I believe, on that Friday night game.
Yes, that is correct.
And then you definitely need him when you're going to Cali.
Yeah. We're going to have all hands on deck after these next two games. 1-9, Miami's defense held Florida to just one third down conversion on 9 tries. The lone conversion came midway through the fourth quarter when the Hurricanes had already pegged themselves to a 4-touchdown lead. That is a very nice and telling fact right there. But more encouragement, you saw so many great things happen. That second touchdown, well, the first touchdown was pretty great. I thought that Wesley Bissaint had some really big tackles on the defensive side of the ball. I thought the safeties played well. Jaden Harris was good. It was just good all around. Just so much goodness. Xavier Restrepo, yeah, he was very, very good. He made two magical catches. You saw him going all over the place. Cam McCormick, once again, ninth-year senior, catching a touchdown pass, tight end, getting the ball out, getting it to everyone. No worries about Reuben Bain until we need to worry about him. Like I said, I wasn't worried about Obella Dell Beckham Jr., until I needed to worry about him. So we're not going to worry about it right now. We're going to feel good. How did you like Damian Martinez as a running back coming out of Oregon State, transferring in? He's been highly touted.
Listen, I would like to say a lot of the guys that came to this team on the transfer portal played very well. And like Nick Saban said yesterday, if you don't pay and play the right players, you're SOL. Think Miami paid and got the, and played the right players.
Nick Saban had some very high praise for Cam Ward pregame, saying that he's that type of electrifying player that can change everything. He is one of the best players in the country. Really, really said a lot of good things about him. And Cam Ward, he can kill you with his arm. He can kill you with his legs. He can kill you just yelling at you, man, because he was out there just looking like a leader. The team looked great. The defense looked solid. You've heard the stats. Man, they just look good. Mario Cristobal, that offensive line, did you like the offensive line?
Well, UM had a – their line was pretty good last year, but the way they played,
yeah,
you got some guys that might be going playing the next level next year or in the next couple of years. So I really can't be upset with the – like, there's really nothing for me to say that I'm – I was trying to look for something bad, and that's why I was like the receiver, Brown, the transfer guy from Houston. It's like, all right, man, catch the ball from your receiver and – you could have had 2 touchdowns yesterday if you weren't like BSing. So I don't want that. I know you were dominating, you were winning, you're beating your rival.
Right.
Just don't get that attitude or that mindset for the rest of the year, because this was a pretty impressive win. And if you look at all the so far all the weekend recaps or Saturday recaps, they are very amazed with what UM did. They, you know, and they're very down on what Florida did. ESPN wrote, Miami flexes, Florida falters.
Yeah, they're on the front cover of ESPN. I want to say the front page of ESPN. It says, Miami soars, Iowa scores, plus freshman phenoms, Dabo's downfall, and lots more in a wild week one. It's a picture of Cam Ward.
Right, and then they're like, what comes next? Perhaps the reality is that Miami's just really good. It's so good that the Gators' remaining slate won't be nearly so challenging as week one proved to be. Or Napier might be fired very shortly.
I hate to do this, man.
Do it.
Let's see the old game. I predicted that they're going to lose to UCF. I need their schedule in front of me. So,
oh, no, dude, they've got the hardest schedule in college football.
So they got waxed by the U. Felt so good yesterday. They get Samford next week. Okay. Texas A&M. You never know.
Now, A&M is a good team, bro.
Mississippi State.
SEC.
Then you get an off week in UCF. I'm telling you.
Wait, at UCF or in Gainesville?
They're in Gainesville.
Okay.
If UCF goes in there and beats them, Billy Napier, don't answer your phone. Tell your players goodbye. Walk out of the stadium. Drop off your badge. Because you know what's coming. You cannot lose to UCF.
You know what's going to happen, right? I know what's going to
happen. They're going to win out the rest of the season?
No, bro. This is why you see.
If they lose to Samford, he might not.
I'm pulling it right now. Remember that this is what we do, Cousin.
Market.
We premeditate things. You know, we say things before it happens, and then all of a sudden it dies down, and then all of a sudden the smoke starts coming back, and then you were like, damn, Vlad and Dan said that, or Dan and Vlad said that.
It's true.
Billy Napier is going to go bye-bye, right?
Yeah, we know that. We don't know it, but we feel it.
And if Michigan beats Ohio State this year for a fourth consecutive year, Ryan Day could go bye-bye.
That is very, very true.
You know who is right now going to be the most
sought after
attractive free agent coach?
It's got to be Ryan Day to Florida?
Nope. Urban Meyer is either going to go to Ohio State or Florida. I know you don't want. Yes. There will be an urban surgence.
What do they say, Vlad? Desperate times call for desperate measures.
So what? He was fun, you know. So what? He was, you know, having fun at his bar.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. I've done way worse at bars.
Come on.
Trust me.
Trust me. We've all done.
I've seen you Thursday night at Duffy's do way worse.
There you go. So then, therefore, I think Urban Meyer might be, because that's what's going on. That's what's happening right now. When you get beat down in the first game of the season on national TV, 41-17, and it was a no doubter from the minute from the kickoff to the final whistle, there was no doubt you got your ass kicked.
Yeah, I never doubted.
There was no doubt that the best team in the state of Florida was the University of Miami.
This is how bad it was. I finally got for the second half. I was at the casino, Hard Rock, for Jane's Addiction. I saw people
in their
U gear. Not even watching the game, like walking around the casino. I was like, man, it's that bad.
Damn. Let me tell you this. I was like, yesterday was like, oh, man, Labor Day weekend. Let me clean out this house. Let me get everything ready for fall. You know what? I noticed another thing. When football starts, that's when we want to make sure everything is cleared out so that the significant other, the wifey, you know, girlfriend, she doesn't bother you during the fall because you just want to watch football all weekend. Bro, I didn't sit down until I was done. Like, you know, usually when you're doing things, if there's a series or a play, you might sit down and just watch. No, I could hear Josie in the background. I could hear Tessitore and Palmer with the volume up. And guess what? It was just good to know that the U was just a better team and just was whooping that ass.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Easy business.
It was literally. Dude, I haven't had a feeling like that maybe since 2002 when we went up there nearly the same time. Nearly the same time. I think the last time we went there was maybe September 7th because I remember it was the U.S. Open. You know, that Super Saturday. That was that was a game that was in between the men's semifinal and the women's final, that Miami-Florida game. And we were the number one ranked team just coming off the national title. And we went into Florida, and it was just like, yo, y'all have no chance. And they beat that ass. Like, it's almost similar to the same score. And they did the same exact thing. And there was a confident feeling. There was a swag, like you said earlier. They're getting that swag. I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw them in those uniforms, look clean.
You like those whites?
I like those whites.
I don't like whites. It gets too dirty.
Nah, I like when it's clean like that, it's clean. And also what's great was that, damn, Gainesville was nice. Yesterday wasn't too nice in South Florida. It was kind of, you know, like this. It was temperature-wise. So when you see them in that clean white uniform, and they were getting after it. I don't think Cam Ward, I don't think there was a grass stain on him.
No, he eluded the guys a lot.
There was no grass stain on him.
One of my favorite quotes in football came from Plaxico Burress when he was a freshman. They asked him, being a freshman and going into the big house because he played for Michigan State with Nick Saban, what was it like? Like taking candy from a baby. That's what they did.
Dr. T is right. Yesterday he was such a stress. I was not stressed at all.
Never.
All game I wasn't stressed, bro.
Never.
I was probably stressed for other games, probably because I had some ducats on it. But you know what I'm saying? But this game, it was just like, oh, they really better than this team.
Candy from a baby.